This is Dave Glowatz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with Ben Jarofsky, who writes a weekly column for the Chicago Reader called The Works. Today we're talking about the articles that Ben and Mick Dumke wrote in the January 31st edition of The Reader, articles that describe a handful of candidate races in the upcoming primary election. Now we'll get the rest of the story. The January 31st article on the state's attorney's race is a profile of Tommy Brewer by Mick Dumke. It's called A True Outsider.
My first question is to try to understand why it is that the state's attorney has not purged the system of all the people who were in any way affiliated with the torture that went on the South Side throughout the late 70s and 80s with John Birch. There's still many of his associates who are very much in the system. I only know that because I read the newspapers.
What you're saying is that you would immediately be suspicious, without doing the research, of the two candidates, the Democratic candidates, who currently work for the state's attorney's office, namely Alvarez and Milan, because you want to know, why have they been at the top level of management in an organization that's done nothing about the issues that you're talking about?
Absolutely.
So when you say that the people who were involved, you're talking about assistant state's attorneys who may have come to police stations and be the ones who take the confessions or get the material for applying charges for these people who were tortured.
Yeah, and in addition to that, to the police officers themselves who were working in that unit, who were working in that district, who knew what was going on. I mean, there's been stories about these people who've worked their way through the ranks. If I'm trying to make a decision about who I want to vote for in the state's attorney's race, I want to know what their worldview is in relation to this troubling pattern. It's like a balance. You want a state's attorney who's going to vigorously prosecute criminals, but you don't want them to look the other way in the face of public corruption and police torture. So I look at Tommy Brewer, I wonder, will he be a vigorous prosecutor?
He's the only candidate who doesn't currently work for the state's attorney's office who did work for the state's attorney's office. Some voters might be reluctant to hire a guy as the chief prosecutor, you know, the head of the state's attorney's office, if that person had never been a prosecutor. So that, namely, the three elected officials who are currently running for state's attorney, Alderman Allen, Alderman Brookins, and County Commissioner Suffredin. What do you think of that perspective?
Well, I think that you're getting into something deep about the mentality of Chicago voters and Cook County voters. I think that the prevalent mentality of Cook County and Chicago voters is that they want their prosecutors to kick ass, be tough, be vigorous, and they really don't care, the majority of Chicagoans, and this is my opinion, that whether a few innocent people get swept up in the process. How else to explain the fact that the people who win that office are largely the ones who talk the toughest about law and order and law enforcement? I just feel that if you run for that office as a reformer, vowing to clean up political abuses and rogue policemen, you're not going to win.
One of the things that I'm curious about is those three guys, Allen, Suffredin, and Brookins, seem to want to wear the cloak of reform. Do you think there's anything in their history that indicates that they would, in fact, be reformers as state's attorney?
Absolutely no. You cannot wear the cloak of reform and have spent your life in the city council not challenging all the outrageous abuses by the daily administration, never speaking up, going along.
You're talking about specifically about Alderman Brookins and Alderman Allen.
Yeah, and in terms of Suffredin, I've watched his performance at the county board. He's part of that, what I call the Claypoolian Democrats. Their notion of reform begins and ends with pounding the Strogers and looking the other way at Daley. If you really want true reform, you have to find somebody who's willing to take on Daley. So that's my view.